This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. About a year ago, we did a roundtable with some people who'd been part of what came to be called the Great Resignation. Shawna Cruz is one of the tens of millions of people who, over the past couple of years, have decided to leave their jobs and go looking for success and, maybe more relevant, happiness doing something else. Back in the before times, Shawna co-owned a cycling studio in Pennsylvania, but come the pandemic, she picked up her family, moved cross-country to Mesa, Arizona, and started her own business working as an esthetician. Here is her update after a year in the Southwest.
When the pandemic hit, it stopped everything. At the beginning of the pandemic, I was a co-owner of Cycle Bar Robinson in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. It was a kind of a time that we had known we had that itch to go back out west. And we saw this as our sign that this is time. It's time for your family to go back home, back to your roots. The experience of moving cross country right in the heart of the pandemic, so June 2020, was a hot mess of state regulations. It was sticky, even selling one home in Pennsylvania and buying another one in Arizona. Just with, you know, if inspectors were allowed in the house to do anything, if something needed to be fixed, it depended on if that business was considered essential. I chose to be an esthetician at the ripe old age of 42 at the time because I'd been in beauty, I'd been a makeup artist for about 20 years. But I'd also obviously worked in fitness, and I loved making people feel happy and healthy and beautiful. And so it just seemed very natural actually to go into something where I was, you know, really literally face to face with helping people feel their very best. And I also felt like it was something I could do on my own, that I wouldn't be so dictated by government or city regulations ever again, which was really important to me, that I would learn from what happened during the pandemic to small business gyms. It's been a mix of building up my business and building up my clientele and my craft of being an esthetician and lash artist. It's been a mix of trying to decide if I wanted to be out in a spa or in a medi spa, or if I wanted to do a small micro spa at home, which I ended up deciding to kind of do both. And I love that split. But then it's also been intermingled with buying homes, buying real estate, flipping, and those, you know, completely renovating these sometimes huge properties. My kids love Arizona. We love it here, and they've excelled here. And I would have thought from that gloomy and rainy, dark Pennsylvania that they, you know, I didn't know how they would do with just such a totally cultural different change here, but they've loved it. I don't regret leaving Pennsylvania, but I appreciate the lessons I learned there.